You're listening to SBS News.
3, 2, 1, 0. Mission.
NASA has been busy in recent days launching rockets into space. First, it was the James Webb Enterprise, a $9 billion telescope designed to look back in time to understand how our solar system came to be. And now there's the DART.
NASA's double asteroid redirection test will intentionally ram itself into an asteroid and alter its orbit forever.
The DART is looking to slam head-on into Dimorphos, an asteroid at 15,000 miles per hour, next September, a project at the crossroads of science fiction and reality. Thomas Zurbuchen, an associate administrator for science at NASA, says they want to defend planet Earth against potential future asteroid impacts.
We look at the moon, we look at the Earth, we see that it's full of craters, more on the moon than on the Earth, which is, of course, telling us that impacts of small bodies on Earth on the geologic timescales are normal. And this is the first time in history we can do something about it. We can learn how to both find those bodies and also hopefully to deflect them and kind of take them away from the danger zone of Earth.
Scientists constantly search for asteroids and plot their courses to determine whether they could hit the planet. The DART could prove useful for altering the course of an asteroid years or decades before it bears down on Earth with the potential for catastrophe. Zurbuchen says there's no threat to Earth from asteroids, but NASA just like to be prepared.
It is absolutely true that at this moment in time, we are not aware of a threat in 100 years. It's also true that all the bodies that are of the size that we're going to bump into and bigger, we've only observed a third of them. And it's frankly one of our tasks to observe the other two-thirds in the next decade or so.
There's a reason why the space agency is so interested in the asteroid Dimorphos. It orbits a much larger asteroid called Didymos. The pair are no danger to Earth, but they offer scientists a better way to measure the effectiveness of a collision than a single asteroid flying through space. Dimorphos completes one orbit of Didymos every 11 hours and 55 minutes. DART's goal is a crash that will slow Dimorphos down and cause it to fall closer towards the bigger asteroid, shaving 10 minutes off its orbit. DART investigation team lead Andy Cheng says the spacecraft has to do its job exactly.
The DART spacecraft has to hit the asteroid, then DART has to measure the amount of deflection, and then we want to understand why that deflection came about, how it works. So it's all about measuring the momentum transfer. How much momentum do we put into the asteroid by hitting it with the DART spacecraft?
DART project manager Ed Reynolds says they're confident the mission will be a success.
If we hit the asteroid, period, just the dynamics involved will achieve the requirement that we change the asteroid by at least 73 seconds in its orbit period. We believe if we hit the asteroid, we're looking to change that orbit period by about 10 minutes.
The project is taking place on a scale that's hard to imagine. DART will take 10 months to reach the asteroid pair, and the collision between the craft and the asteroid will take place about 6.8 million miles from Earth. 10 days beforehand, DART will release a tiny observation spacecraft supplied by the Italian space agency that will follow it. DART will stream video until it's destroyed on impact. 3 minutes later, the trailing craft will make images of the impact site and the material that's ejected. And in a galaxy where asteroids have pummeled planets for billions of years, it will be a case of one planet now striking back. Deborah Grok, SBS News.